You have to make sure the horse is well balanced and make sure it's well underneath itself and every feature's nice, like the barrel isn't too long and the rein's not too short.
And what's the barrel?
The barrel is your stomach of the horse and the rein is your neck.
Why do you want them to be that specific that you just explained?
The rein is not too short, so when you ask it to tuck it, like collect up, it has a nice frame and it doesn't put its head up all the time. And the barrel's nice and short, so if you need speed, you can get up there faster, other than a long horse.
So, how did you feel when you won?
Well, I didn't really know what to do. I met two other friends down there, and they're just like, "Get out there, get out there." I was like, "I can't move." And then I looked up and saw Mum crying, so that really made me cry. And then David, who was helping us, he's like, "Don't cry at all." But it was pretty good.
How long have you been involved with horses? Because you're 15 this year, that's right. How long have you been involved?
Since I was born. Yeah, I got a few stock horses and camp draft and starting to challenge now and do a lot of futurities with stock horses.
What do you like most about stock horses?
Probably the drafting, and you can really do anything with them and they're not hot tempered.
Do you spend a lot of time with your horses?
As soon as I get home, I'm straight in the jeans and on the horse and gone. Usually take the young ones up, train them up. So when they're right to sell them, or take them to a competition, or if the older ones, just give them a brush down and trot them around a bit.
What keeps your passion for horses really going? What do you love about them?
Just the experience every ride, like each horse is different. So you get on one breaker and she's a complete different horse to one of the older horses.
So you actually break horses in?
Yeah, I've got a few that I've helping Mum break in. She let me break in one myself last year, and she's going really well, so.
Because I know that is a real skill. How do you begin that process, you personally, of breaking a horse?
Go down to people that are breaking in horses that you know, watch them take in their ideas and try it at home.
What's your main approach, like your number one first approach to the horse, for example, just being calm?
Trust. Make sure your horse has got a lot of trust in you, so that way it has the trust. So if you're going to do something with it, like crack a whip, it knows you're not going to hurt it.
Have you ever been injured?
A few times, yeah.
And that hasn't broken your trust?
No, I don't think anything's going to break my trust with a horse.
Do you draw your inspiration from anybody?
Yeah, I have Hugh Smith and Colleen and Robert and Angela Linneth that really help me along and get me going.
And what do you learn from them?
More trust in like how to keep myself with the horse and how to keep it collected and calm.